Alright guys, so I'm checking in because I haven't spoken to you guys since yesterday. Today has been a horrible day. I just had like a mental breakdown earlier and I just kind of snapped and I just went off and like I wasn't thinking, and me and my dad got into this huge argument. I told him that I hated him and a number of other things, and I really hurt him and I didn't know that. And he called my mom like crying because he said his feelings were hurt because he doesn't know why I would say that to him and how much that he loves me. And you know, he just doesn't know why I acted the way I did. And now he's really upset and we haven't spoken since. And I've like been crying all day, and my mom was really upset with me. She was like, why would you tell your dad that? Now, my dad, in 30 years, I've never seen my dad cry. He's only cried when his best friend died and when his brother died, but who's my uncle, but he's never cried. So my mom was like, your dad called me crying, and she's like, he's really upset. And then my dad said to me, he was like, well, what, because I get my parents Valentine's Day stuff every year, and he said, well, everything you bought me, just take it back, I don't want it. And we haven't really spoken, so I don't hate my dad. I love my father. He's done a lot for me. I was angry, but I do feel like lately, or the past couple months, me and him just aren't as close as we used to be. So a lot of that just caused me to get angry. So now I just don't know what to say to my dad. It just feels awkward, and he's not even here. He left the house, and my mom and my daughter, they went grocery shopping, and I'm just here in the house by myself, and I'm about to wash my hair, and just, I don't know, guys. Like, over the past 2 years, like, my mental health has not been in a good space. I may have come on here and I've said to you guys, everything's great, everything's fine, because I've been trying to like fake it. I've been trying to say, yeah, Sherelle, you don't need help. You're fine. You're good. You're fine. You're good. And I keep telling myself that I'm fine, that everything's going to be great, and that, you know, I don't need help, and that you don't need help. You'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. But for 2 years, ever since having my daughter, I just haven't felt good about myself. I haven't liked my body. I haven't liked the way I look. I don't like anything. I've been struggling being like a single parent. And of course, my mom and dad helped me a lot with my daughter, which is great. But just struggling with that. Struggling with just my own inner demons and just not being honest with myself. I've had a lot of breakdowns the past couple of months. And I haven't told you guys because I just thought maybe it'll go away, and maybe it's just better if I don't say anything, if I don't tell anybody. I've had breakdowns where I've cried, breakdowns where I've just been triggered and snapped and just screamed, and just, it's been pretty, and some of these things have happened in front of my daughter, and I feel bad because I don't want her to see me that way or in that light. You know, I don't want her to worry about me. I don't want her to be like, oh, something's wrong with my mom, you know, and I told myself today, I said, you know what? I did the podcast about my relationship yesterday, and I'm like, you know what? It's hard to be in a relationship when you're mentally not stable, when you're mentally not in a good space to be a good mom. I mean, excuse me, not a good mom, but I mean a good girlfriend, excuse me. So it's hard when you're not in a space to be a good girlfriend and trying to be this amazing girlfriend to somebody when I'm not even mentally stable, and I'm not even, my mental health is pretty much shot. And so I think that causes a lot of our arguments and a lot of things that we've gone through and why we're not really speaking like talking about. And today I ordered me a new phone. So I ordered me the iPhone Max Pro. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a new phone, maybe even get a new phone number after I get my phone, get a new phone number, and just start fresh. For me, it's like I need to start over. So I said, I get a new phone. Maybe I think I'm going to maybe look into getting a new number and just starting over. And I reached out to my boyfriend, I guess, if you want to call him that, and I told him, like, I need help right now. I'm just gonna focus on me. I'm not worrying about us or anything else or trying to fix anything, because I need to focus on myself. Like, I literally do. Like, I've been faking it, I guess, this whole time. Like, my mental health is shot. I reached out to my therapist today, left her a voicemail to set up an appointment to go see her again. Mind you, I haven't had to see my therapist in like a year or two because I've been good, but I'm now having to go back to therapy. I'm on medication for my anxiety, but I stopped taking it. So that's another issue. I'm going to have to I don't know what I'm going to do. I may have to look into either upping my dosage, because I'm already on 20 milligrams of what I take, but I may have to up it because I need to talk to my doctor about everything that's going on. So I need to get back on my medication. I need to get myself together. I think I'm just one of those people that has to take medication to be okay. I've learned that when I'm off my meds, I'm no good. And I feel like for me, I have to take my medication for the rest of my life. And if that's just what I have to do for my mental health, for my sanity, that's just something I have to do, because I have to be a good mom to my daughter. And I have to be a better daughter to my parents. I have to be a better person all around. And I can't do that with my mental health and the state that it's in. It's not in a good state. I literally have been crying for days, and I'm stressed out because I have to deal with work drama, and it's hard. You work all day, then I have to come home and be in mom mode, and just trying to do all these things and focus on a relationship that's long distance. It's just a lot. And I haven't had thoughts of wanting to harm myself or anything, but I just haven't been happy. I've been super depressed. My anxiety's up an all-time high. It's been horrible. It's been something that I think for so long, I should have went back to my therapist. I should have been back on my medication. But it's so crazy because I stopped taking my meds because I was in church one Sunday and my pastor said, you know what? We got to depend on the Lord for healing. And when he said those things, I was like, you know what? Maybe I need to stop taking my medication because the Lord can help me. He can get me through anything. But as I'm noticing that since I haven't been on my meds, I'm not in my right mind. I'm all over the place. And just in general, even when I was on the medication, I had so much going on. I haven't been happy in a long time, guys. And it's I don't want to fake it. And today just really showed me that I do need to get help for my mental state. I can't sit here and try to help everybody around me and when I'm sick and I can't even help myself. Today's just been pure hell. I got sick earlier, and I know that's TMI for some of you guys, but yes, it's just been one of those days. I didn't even so today's just been a lot. Me getting sick, me just, it's horrible. I don't know, guys. It's just tough. It's tough. It's pure toughness. And, I want to be vulnerable with you guys. I'm trying to just take some time for me. I think for me, I need to put the phone down, just take some time to focus on Sherelle. And I want to give you guys podcasts every day because I want to update you on what I'm going through and kind of my progress. But at the same time, just you know what? I think as far as talking to people on my phone, my boyfriend or whoever, I'm just going to distance myself from him and just from all the negativity and just focus on being a good mom and focus on my daughter and just myself. I feel like that's the best thing to do. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know that I can't. It's hard, like my mom was saying, to be with somebody and function and do all these things when you're not in a good state. So it's just really important for me to focus on Sherelle and just do the best I can for me. It does get tough sometimes, guys. It's super tough because I'm trying so hard to, I even made a mental health, Instagram page. And I made this page, I'm gonna make this page because I'm gonna help people. And honestly, sitting here, I'm who did I really help? I said spread love awareness, but I'm thinking about deleting the page because honestly, I want to start fresh. I don't want to be spread love awareness anymore. I want to do something different. Yes, I want to have Instagram, but too many people found me on that page. And I'm not comfortable with all them people being in my business. It was all people that kept finding me. People kept finding me who I didn't want to find me. And I feel like I haven't been as honest with everybody. So for me, I really want to start a fresh page. So I'm probably going to delete that page and I'm going to start over. And nobody will be on that page that I know, hopefully. So, yeah, I'm getting ready to spread love awareness, and I'm going to do something different. So nobody's going to know me on that page. I'm deleting it, and I'm starting fresh. I don't know what my new page will be called. Not yet. Maybe it'll be called, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to call my new page, but I don't know. That's a good thing. Maybe you guys can help me with that. So I'm going to, I want you guys, maybe you can help me. And I also think about, you know how a lot of people do podcasts and they put them on like YouTube. I thought about maybe doing my podcast and just putting it on YouTube too. So that's something I'm looking into too, but it's a lot, guys. Right now I need to focus on my mental health, but I will be making a new Instagram. So I hope you guys follow me on my new Instagram. And I think this one, I don't know if I'm going to connect this one to my personal one or not. I don't know, because I feel like I tried to make an Instagram page and everybody and their grandma found me, and I didn't like that because I really don't want to be found by people that know me, because this page is supposed to be personal and it turned into something that everybody knew about, and I didn't like. So I'm gonna delete the page just because I don't want everybody in my business, and I don't know. I'm gonna start fresh, and hopefully you guys will like it. I'm gonna start fresh, and I don't know, but I don't even know. So yeah, we gotta come up with a name for that page. But on that page, it's gonna be like my podcast page, what I do here. But I'm gonna start, I guess what I'm gonna do, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I know it's a way, I think, where you can put your podcast episodes on like Instagram or like YouTube or something. So, because I want everybody to like kind of hear what I have to say and like see it, because I know I talk to you guys on here all the time. But I want to start sharing my podcasts on Instagram so people can, like, actually see me, too. And you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how to do it, but I'm going to figure it out. So I think what I'll start doing is when I record these for my podcast, I'm actually going to put these videos on Instagram so that people can see, like, the podcast. So, yeah. So we'll definitely do that, guys. I got to look into how that's all going to work out. But, yeah. So give me a couple days to work on it. And I'll have it done for you guys. I don't know, it might take some time, but it'll get done. You just don't quote me on it, because I don't know. Right now, these are just ideas that are coming out of me, because I've seen so many people with podcasts like put their podcasts on YouTube where you can actually visually see them and hear them. So I think I'm gonna just do something like that. So that, because I know there's a way you also can like buy a microphone and stuff like that too. But there's a way you can actually, I have to look into all that though. I don't know how it works, guys. Y'all have to tell me. But I think it's a way you can actually like order a microphone that can kind of sit. So like you record, I don't know. I gotta look into it. But it's a way you can do all this stuff. So I have to look into it for guys. But yeah, so that way you got, people can actually hear the podcast, but they can see it as well, just to help everybody out. So yeah, I don't know. It's coming, guys. But it's just something I want to do. But like I said, for right now, I just want to focus on my mental health and getting the help that I need for the time being, because I'm just not well. And that's really taking a toll on me. And, I just need to work on me. It's all a process. And I don't know when I'll be better, when I won't be better. I don't have, all the answers. I don't know when like things will be different. It's just like I really can't even I can't really, how am I trying to say it, like say when everything will be what it will be. I don't know. I can't get my words out today, guys, so you gotta forgive me. Like I'm just all over the place right now. But yeah, I don't know what's next, and I don't know like what's gonna happen next or anything. I think I'm gonna make some salmon for dinner tonight, because I haven't had dinner yet. So I'll do like salmon or whatever. I'll make that and I'll put it in the oven, because usually I don't put mine in the oven. Sometimes I fry it in the pan, but I think I'll put it in the oven tonight so it'll be really delicious and yummy. And yeah, so I don't know, guys, but I'm trying to just focus on the positive. So that's what I like probably will try to do, just focus on the positive of it all. I mean, that's all you can do. I mean, because I really can't like do anything else. Like, it's nothing else I can do. It's nothing else I can really do besides stay positive, get the help that I need, and not focus on other people. And I think that's my biggest thing, like, throughout the past couple of months or so, it's been all about everybody else. And I haven't really focused on Sherelle and what Sherelle needs to do. It's been like, oh, let me worry about this person and that person and make sure this person is good and all these things. And I'm like, you know what, Sherelle, you need to focus on you. Stop focusing on what this person is doing and what this person needs, because I cannot help all these people. And I need to focus on Sherelle, and that's important. But I want to, like, tell my story. Like, so many times I've wanted to tell my story, guys. I've wanted to, like, I started a blog, and I don't even use the blog like I used to. I even went to, like, try to do a YouTube channel, which I decided that I didn't really want to do that. And I've tried to do so many things because I was like, oh, my God, I want to do this and do that and try to help people. But you know what? I'm learning, like, I do want to help people. And that's what I intend to do. So, yeah, I am going to be doing a new Instagram. And hopefully, I will give you guys the link or whatever to it. And you guys can, I don't know. You can follow me on there if you want, if you like. So, I don't know, guys. I don't know. I'm, like, rambling right now. But, yeah, so we'll... It's definitely something that I'm gonna, like, work on, and it'll be in the works for sure. But we're gonna get it done, and it's gonna be really, really good, and hopefully everyone will like it, you know. But throughout this journey, I want to help more people, because I don't want to feel like I have to cover up who I am and who I, you know, am. I haven't been really active on social media since I started my job, and so it's been kind of like, and hard for me, because I wanted to really do all this helping. When I wasn't working, it was easier because I could constantly be on the computer. But now that I'm, you know, back to work, it's a little tougher. So yeah, but I'm definitely gonna keep you guys updated through video, through this podcast. And if the days I don't do the podcast, just know that it's most likely because I'm busy. But I'm gonna try to keep up with this podcast, because I want to be honest with you guys. And tomorrow's a Sunday. Hopefully we can do, like, a questionnaire podcast thing, kind of like about mental health. I know I used to do those Q&A's a lot, but I want to kind of bring those back, and we'll do, like, a Q&A about just mental health Q&A and some of the things that we go through. And, you know, it's funny, guys, because it's like I told my mom, I said I work with therapists and psychologists and counselors every day. And now I'm sitting here like I'm the one that needs help. So it's kind of embarrassing, kind of, because it's like, how do you, like, work at a therapist and for a counseling business and you, like, you need help too? So it's like, I don't really want the world to know that, but it is what it is. I guess I'm human, and all I can do at this point is get the help that I need. And that's what I intend to do. So if you have any ideas about what I should name my new YouTube, just tell me, because I may name it after my podcast, Mental Health Diary, only because I feel like it will kind of be like my mental health diary. So I may name it after the podcast, the way you guys can really find me on there, because it'll be like my diary. It'll be where we do our podcast. It'll be where I do my videos and things like that. So that's probably what it'll be called. So I don't know when I'm going to get started on doing the video podcast thing. Probably wait till I get my new phone, which will be Wednesday, I think. So on Wednesday, when all that happens, yeah, we'll get that figured out. But oh my God, my hair. So yeah, we'll figure that out on Wednesday once I get my phone, like how we want to do everything. I need to order a phone case. Like, I ordered a phone and didn't get a phone case because I don't want the phone to get here Wednesday and I don't have a case. That's not good, I know. But what if I, like, order my case, my phone? I mean, my phone's supposed to come Wednesday, so, but they're saying somebody has to be here to sign for it, and I'm thinking, like, I'm going to be at work, so I don't know if nobody's going to be here to sign. It's just freaking creeping me out because I don't know. But anyway, I can't worry about that. I'm sorry, guys. I'm, like, switching the subjects because I'm all over the place right now. But, yeah, once I get my new phone, I'll definitely start recording everything or whatever that I need to do for you guys. So, yeah. So, I'll wait. So, what I'm going to do is I'll delete my Spread Love Awareness Instagram, probably on the day I get my phone. Then I'll start fresh and get new followers and stuff like that. Because I just want to start over. And I want to be honest. So anyway, guys, I'm going to end this because I have to go wash my hair. And I'm about to put some food in the oven. And I'm just going to relax and try not to think about too much today. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. So look out for the Q&A. And if you have any Instagram ideas for me about what I should name my new podcast, my new Instagram, let me know. But I think I'm going to do it after this podcast. I think I'm going to name it My Mental Health Diary because I think that's just cute. So anyway, I will talk to you guys later. Peace and love. And just know if you're feeling like I feel and you're just dealing with a lot with your mental illness, know that you're not alone. And I'm here and I'm sending all my hugs and love to you guys. Have a great day or a great weekend, should I say, or a great Saturday, because I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. So peace and love.